This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines: Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kemchan Singh calls on Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma to present state budget in assembly today. First official border pillar between Arunachal Pradesh and Assam successfully constructed at Sejosa. High school leaving certificate examination begins in Manipur. And now for the news in detail. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kemchan Singh called on Union Home Minister Amit Shah at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. This is the first time Mr. Kemchan met the Union Home Minister after he took over as Manipur Chief Minister on 4th of February. He was accompanied by Deputy Chief Ministers Losi Diko of the Naga People's Front, or NPF, and Nemcha Kipgen of the BJP. Ms. Kipgen, who hails from Kangpokpi district, is the first woman Deputy Chief Minister of Manipur. The Union Home Minister discussed with the three Manipuri leaders about the steps taken up by the new government to remove the barriers between different communities. Mr. Shah assured that all necessary help would be provided by the Centre for the Overall Development and Progress of Manipur. He directed the Chief Minister to give utmost importance to the rehabilitation of internally displaced persons and assured all possible help in this task. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, who also holds the finance portfolio, will present the state budget in the Assembly today. The budget session of the Meghalaya Assembly was adjourned as a mark of respect to Shillong MP Ricky J. Sinkon, who had passed away on Thursday. The first official border pillar between Arunachal Pradesh and Assam was successfully constructed at Sejosa in Pake Kesang district. It was closely monitored by a joint contingent of senior officials from both states to ensure accuracy and mutual agreement. Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu said the Sejosa pillar sets the blueprint for the remaining demarcation process, strengthening cooperation between the two states. It signifies a concrete step towards resolving the long-standing boundary dispute between Assam and Arunachal Pradesh, in keeping with the spirit of Namsai Declaration. The High School Leaving Certificate Examination 2026 Class 10 examination to be conducted by Board of Secondary Education Manipur, or BOSEM, will begin today. The examination will continue till the 23rd of next month. Board Secretary S. Jitenlal Sharma said that 36,725 candidates are appearing this year and the examination will be conducted at 161 centres across the state. 392 candidates are internally displaced persons who are taking shelter at different relief camps. The Tripura government has decided to recruit a total of 2,056 teachers for the primary and upper primary levels. The Education Department has requested the Teachers Recruitment Board to prepare the merit list of candidates who qualified in the latest TET 1 and TET 2 examinations. TET qualified candidates in Tripura can apply online to participate in the merit verification process from 4 p.m. on 23rd February until 4 p.m. on 26 February. The new terminal at Guwahati's Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport began commercial operations last evening, raising annual passenger capacity to 13.1 million. The terminal was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 20th of December 2025. The airport ranks among the country's top 10 to 12 busiest airports by passenger volume. The airport connects 21 domestic destinations and 3 international routes, including Bangkok, Paro, and Singapore, and currently handles more than 130 aircraft traffic movements daily. The additional capacity is expected to strengthen Guwahati's role as a regional hub linking the Northeast with mainland India and Southeast Asia. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma laid foundation stone for the Cultural Museum project for exhibiting Vrindavani Vastra at Khanapara in Guwahati yesterday. It will house the historic 16th century Vrindavani Vastra, traditionally attributed to the Vaishnavite saint scholar Srimanta Sankardeva. The fabric depicts scenes from the life of Sri Krishna and is considered as a masterpiece of Assamese weaving and devotional art. It is currently held in the collection of the British Museum in London. The government of Assam and the British Museum had signed an agreement last year to bring the artifact to Assam for an 18-month exhibition scheduled to begin in 2027. The Assam Rifles have seized banned methamphetamine tablet worth around 11.85 crore rupees in Mizoram's Lautlai district and apprehended four people, including three Myanmar nationals. The arrests and seizures were made on Friday after the four persons entered India with the contraband items by crossing the Koladine River on a boat. The seized meth tablets and the apprehended individuals were handed over to the Mizoram police for further legal action. The spices board, in collaboration with Agriculture Insurance Company of India Limited, is set to launch the large cardamom weather-based crop insurance scheme in Sikkim on the 24th of this month. This pioneering initiative aims to provide economic security to large cardamom growers in Sikkim, protecting them against weather-related risks. The scheme will be implemented in three major large cardamom growing districts, Pakyong, Gyalshing and Mangan. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha listened to the 131st episode of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat at Mukam Para Junior JB School under Mohanpur Assembly constituency yesterday. The Chief Minister said that Mann Ki Baat has evolved into an important platform that continuously informs and educates citizens across the country. Through the program, the Prime Minister regularly raises awareness on a wide range of social, economic and digital issues. Mr. Saha highlighted that discussions on topics such as digital transactions, banking services and cyber security help guide people to remain cautious and adopt safe financial practices. The Chief Minister remarked that under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, tribal development has received priority and focused attention. An interstate youth exchange program was inaugurated at Don Bosco Youth Center, Itanagar in Arunachal Pradesh. 37 youth participants from different districts of West Bengal expressed their excitement and gratitude. The program will continue till 26th of February with cultural performances, interactive sessions and exposure visits aimed at strengthening bonds of friendship and national integration. Nagaland will host the first ever Northeast Festival of Rice Grains of Heritage at Agri Expo in Chumukedima. The festival, to be held on the 26th and 27th of this month, aims to promote heirloom rice varieties, traditional farming tools and seed preservation practices from across the region. The festival will bring communities from Assam, Nagaland, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Arunachal Pradesh, Tripura and Sikkim to celebrate rice at the heart of indigenous culture and sustainable living. In a major boost to soybean cultivation and Farmer Empowerment Nagaland hosted its first ever soybean festival at Agri Expo Chumukedima from the 20th to 21st of February. It brought together over 200 farmers, scientists and agricultural officials from across Nagaland. Experts noted that Nagaland's average soybean yield of 12.6 quintals per hectare surpasses the national average of 11.79 quintals per hectare, signaling strong growth potential. Before we end the morning, the Northeast news, the headlines once again. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kimchan Singh calls on Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma to present state budget in assembly today. First offshore border pillar between Arunachal Pradesh and Assam successfully constructed at Sei Josa. High school leaving certificate examination begins in Manipur today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.